For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lauren Miller, the senior assistant captain out of Brockville, Ontario. And first of all, great surprise this weekend for you. Not only got a chance to visit with your parents, but also with a couple of former teammates of yours growing up. What's it like being out here in Rochester?
Yeah, it's really exciting being close to home and getting to see family and some old teammates that I grew up playing with and playing against. And it's just really exciting to see how they've grown as players and as people as well.
Well, one of those players is Taylor Thurston, and Beaver fans might remember that last name because Mackenzie Thurston, her older sister, played for BSU. But what is it like to get a chance to catch up with Taylor and talk about the old days?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, we just went out to dinner with the two families together and just reminiscing on old memories and old tournaments and road trips and stuff. And we played hockey together since we were 10, so it's been a lot of games together, not a lot apart, so it was very different playing against her. I don't really like being on the opposite side of her.
I'm sure of it. And of course, against RIT, the first ever meeting between Bemidji State and RIT, and got a little bit physical out there in the first game. Talk a little bit about how you guys countered that.
Yeah, I think that when we face an opponent that's physical, you know, we can bring that game as well. And I think sometimes we get a little too far over the edge. I know myself, I get a little too physical sometimes, but it just makes the game more exciting.
Well, you played alongside one of your teammates tonight who got called for a couple penalties, Abby Haluska. It's the first time you've played alongside her this year, correct?
Yep.
What was that chemistry like with Kiki on one side and you had Abby on the other side?
Yeah, it's really fun playing with both of them, and I admire their passion and their hard work towards the game, and they both have a tremendous amount of skill, and it's just fun playing with new people.
Well, your team ends up defeating RIT. Found yourselves down 1-0. I know one of the things on your list going into a weekend series is have a good first period. You guys had a great first period. You outshot them. You did everything right. And then, of course, you tie up the game. How important was it to tie up going into the first intermission?
Yeah, it was really important to get our first goal and tie the game up and get the momentum going back our way. Not that we lost it or anything, but they got, I would say, a lucky one almost. We were dominating the game a lot there, and it just gives us the edge coming into the second period to get that goal.
You assisted on Emily Berglund's power play goal. Your special teams were right on. You know, you guys go 5-for-5 on the PK, 1-for-5 on the power play. Obviously, in this league, it's a little bit different than the WCHA, but how important are those special teams just to be solid?
No, it's very important for our power play and our penalty kill to both be on every single game of the year. And this weekend, it's really going to help. Hopefully, if it stays the way it is, then get a lot of power play.
All right. What's the biggest difference between the WCHA and the CHA?
I find the speed a little bit different. But, you know, every team works hard and every team has skill. And every team is going to work hard to put pucks in the net.
All right. It's the final series of the 2016 calendar year. What are you hoping your team walks away this weekend with?
Obviously, we want to walk away with 2 wins, and just a weekend with the girls is always a fun one.
What's it like road tripping with this group of Lady Beavs?
Definitely entertaining.
Who's your favorite roommate so far this year?
This year? That is hard to answer. I've roomed with Kiki. You know, she was fun. She was my first roommate the first weekend, and we have the same schedule. Neither of us really like to take pregame naps, so I honestly would have to say that Sylvia is probably one of my favorites just because she's so like out there and hilarious, and we get along really well and just a fun person to be around all the time.
This weekend, of course, you guys are right in the midst of finals and getting ready to wrap up this 2016 school year. How hard is it to balance hockey and finals?
Yeah, it can be difficult. A lot of stress, but we've dealt with this for so many years now, and probably the only main issue is moving exams around. Teachers have to be willing to let us take them late or take them early, but they're always really good about it.
All right, it's almost Christmas. First question, what's on your Christmas list this year? What do you want the most?
I asked for new snow boots, actually.
Hey, that's way too practical for a hockey player, college student. Okay, what fun thing do you want for Christmas?
Fun thing, I would like to go skiing. Doesn't have to necessarily be a gift or anything. I would just like to enjoy a day with my mom and go skiing.
Sounds like a good plan. What's Christmas like at your family's house?
A lot of traditions. We usually do a dinner with my mom on Christmas Eve, and we do a surf and turf. So we have steaks and lobster tails and shrimp. It's delicious. She likes to say that she's not a good cook, but she's fabulous. And then Christmas Day, my brother comes over. He's 25, so he's grown up and living with his girlfriend. So they'll come over and open some gifts. And then Christmas Day, we head over to my grandparents' house for some, I would say, early dinner. Turkey, the usual. And then head over to my dad's probably around Boxing Day.
Okay, I'm not Canadian. You got to explain, what is Boxing Day?
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas. That's usually when all the sales are, but nothing like your guys' Thanksgiving Black Friday sales. Nowhere near it.
So nobody's like getting out at like 4 a.m. to go shopping, or are they?
They do, but not in my family. We're try to stay way far away from that.
I hear you. I'm with you. I don't go Black Friday shopping. What do you want for your team this Christmas?
Just keep making memories and keep winning some games.
Obviously, 2017 will be the last half of your senior year. It's gone by fast. What do you want to accomplish before the season ends?
I would love to see us make it to the WCHA final faceoff again. You know, we went there sophomore year, and that was probably one of the best memories I have for college hockey, and wouldn't mind heading over there one more time before my career's over.
Great ambition. What's it going to take to sweep RIT?
We just got to come back tomorrow with the same play that we had today. You know, we were fast and moving the puck really well and getting pucks to the net.
Go out there and get it done. Good luck and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.